Morning, Rabbi. Our limud v'halacha every day is as a zchus for the refuah of Yosef Dov ben Chayla, yishtav refuah shleima b'korov, b'sor shachoyli Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, he was with us yesterday for shir, and we hope he'll carry on getting better. So just two more points that we're going to mention before we leave Noilad. We were speaking about the halachas of Yontif and about Noilad, and in particular about the bayo, about the egg, and we said that the egg was also to eat mishum hachona, and then it became also to touch because of the issa of muktzah. And ikka is to move it, but because an egg can't be, it's almost impossible not to move an egg when you touch it, therefore that was the example. But basically, so the bayo shnolda b'yontif, then we discussed about it being produced the day before, the behemoth, it was already ready to be delivered or to be hatched or to be laid on the day before, and again we discussed that as well about the effect of before Yontov onto Yontov and from Yontov to Chol. So then comes the question that asks the Orach HaShulchan, in that case, how can you eat an egg on Sunday? Every week Sunday the egg was actually created, if you like, and ready and became Muchon on Erev Yontov. And we said, on Shabbos. We're talking about the day after Shabbos, or the day after Yontov, Yisru Chag. On Yisru Chag, or on a Sunday, yeah, you should say, well, Ein Shabbos Mechin L'chol. You're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for a chol. Yeah, so he says that Rashi and Tosfos both ask that kasha at the beginning of Beor, and they say, there's no inyan whatsoever, there's no Issa HaChona, yeah, for a Sunday meal. Right, what we eat on Sunday, we're talking about that something that you eat on a Shabbos, something that you eat on a Yom Tov, has to be muchon from the chol before it. That we understand. But that something on that you eat on a chol has to be muchon doesn't apply. That's one rule. The other rule is as follows. What happens if this beitza shenolda b'yontov gets mixed up with other eggs? So you've got a beitza shenolda b'yontov, and you put it in your cupboard or your fridge or wherever it is that you store your eggs, and you've got 100 eggs there, and now you don't know which one is the egg that was laid on Yom Tov. So the egg that was laid on Yom Tov, yeah, the egg that was laid on Yom Tov is also Mishum Achon Mishum Muktzah, but now I don't know which one of them it is. So the halacha will be that every one of those eggs will become also to eat on Yom Tov. Why? Because of the halacha of Dovah Sheyesh Le'matirin. There's a halacha that something that will become mutter later on, yeah, I'm not going to allow you, to eat on Yontif, yeah? I can't remember the losha, but the losha is that since you could eat it beheta, right, why should you eat it be'issa? Why should I eat this egg be'issa on Yontif when I'm not allowed to eat on the Beit HaShnolda be'yontif, when I could wait till after Yontif? And on Motzi Yontif tonight, I can eat this egg beheta. A dovah sheyesh lo matirin, something that is going to become mutter later on, doesn't become bottle afilo be'elef. And Gesh Nunna told us a story about in a hotel where somebody had left, I think, a mobile phone on a chair. He left a mobile phone on the chair during Bein Hashmoshes in a hotel. So that chair became a bossis l'dovah ha'osur, yeah, became a bossis for a keli shemalachta li'issa on through Bein Hashmoshes into Nacht. And then they moved there, one of the waiters came along and he took the chair and he probably took the phone off it and mixed the chair up with all the other chairs. Said every chair in that hotel that was the same style and the same pattern became osur. Because it's going to be mutter to use the chair on Motzi Yom Tov or Motzi Shabbos, but now it's a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Yeah, it's a Dovah Sheyesh Lo Matirin. The chair will become mutter after Shabbos. The chair will become mutter after Yom Tov. I can't use it today.
I'm not sure if the guest can do it.
What?
I'm not sure that the guest can make a bosses.
Whether you can ask for somebody else's property.
No, the hotel doesn't want it, and he's a guest.
Yeah, basically, I don't know. That was the shalda that he mentioned as an example. He said it could be 1,000 chairs in the hotel. Yeah, and every chair will be a sofik because this might be the bosses, and obviously Yesh Lamatirin doesn't have a heta because you could use it beheta after Yom Tov. He said, I think he said that there was an etza. I think they found a way around it.
That, okay. The other one is not muktzah, this one is muktzah.
Very good. Torah went off West London. I've got to remember which day of the week it is. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, it's Chof Tes Iyar, the 27th. 27th of May?
Yes.
Yeah. 25? Yeah. Perhaps high Schlesinger Achona, oh, we're talking about Achona. Achona the Kabbalah Satoira. Achona the Kabbalah Satoira. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored. Lichvoid Simchas and Nisuin of Yossi Lerner with Esther Rosenthal, which will be Bishoto and Sachas and Yud Gil Sivan and Miyat Hashem, Yotzoin, Shivna Baisnev and Bisol Shem Lasilo, and for a skus for the Chayolim and the Nedorim that the Shul can't own Bisholim.
Amen. Rishus, it's needless to say what it means. Yoim Chag Hashvois, which is Yoim Chag Matan Tereseinu. No doubt, it is the greatest day of Klal Yisrael when we were zoiche to become an Am Segula and to receive the Torah. It's a day which is the day. For the Gemara zogt in Psochim, Om Rav Yosef, be yume de atzarte, Rav Yosef, when he came to Shavuos, Omar to gezogt, Avdili igde tilte, prepare me a suda, which is the igde tilte, the best part of the eagle, of a veal and a special, the tongue, special, special, special. Why? Omar, Eloi Hayoime, the Kogorim, if not the day of Shavuos, which we received the Torah, Kama Yosef Ike Beshukas, there will be many Yosefs like me. What made me special, what made me Rav Yosef, is because of the day we received the Torah. So there might be a tendency of thinking that maybe we don't have to prepare. If the day is so great anyway, and the great has got, and the day has got so much Kedusha, and we receive the Torah, and we'll see in a minute what it meant, Maimad Har Sinai, when Kavayochel the Rebbein Shloilem came with 24,000 Malochim to Klal Yisrael to give them the Torah. So why do I have to prepare? Do we need my input in such a great day? Do we need to prepare to be zoiche something greater which the day can give me? Lamaise, we see otherwise. This Gemara is a pele. Rav Yosef wanted to express the importance of the day of Shavuos. And he says, Eli Hayoime, if not for this special day, come Yosef Ike Beshuk, there will be many Yosefs around. I wouldn't have anything to become special. So why does it say Eli Hayoime if not for that day? Eli Kabbalah Satoiro. What's the difference when it was? It's not the day, it's what happened on the day. So Eli, Shekebalnu es ha-toyre, as Rashi says. Rashi zogt azoi. Ilav ha-yom ishu lemaleti toyre, I learned the toyre, ve nisra mamti, and I became great. Hari anoshim habe beshuk, sheshmon Yosef, there's many Yosefs around. Und ma beine le beine, there wouldn't be a difference between me and them. So the main point is limud ha-toyre. So what is ha-yoyme? Die Gemara zogt, in Shabbos Pivov, the day of Shabbos was the day when we received the Torah. In Shabbos, I saw recently a gewaltige Chiddush. We say in Shmoneh Esrei of Friday night, Leil Shabbos, Uverachtu mikol hayomim. The Eibishter blessed the day of Shabbos more than any other day. Vekidashtu mikol hazmanim. And he gave a kedusha for Shabbos more than any other yomim tovim. So what are the two expressions? Uverachtim kol hayomim, it's a special day. Vekidashtoim mikol hazmanim. And he gave it a kedusha greater than all other yomim tovim. So why here it's yomim and here it's zmanim? So I saw, not referring to this question, but also singers Kleoko says he is salt. All human toivim, the Eibishter gave a kedusha, Pesach, Sukkot, Yom HaKodesh, Rosh Hashanah. He gave a kedusha to all human toivim. But it's not directed to a special day. Pesach could be, as we had it this year, could be Motzei Shabbos, could be Sunday, could be Monday, could be Tuesday, could be Wednesday, any day of the week. Today it's a little more organized, but at the time when we made Rosh Chodesh, with Kiddush HaChodesh, could work out any day. Shabbos Kodesh is not only the Kedusha Shabbos, but there's a special day called Shabbos. Sheshes Mebereishis, the Ebishter created the world in 6 days. The seventh day is Shabbos. And this Shabbos will always be Shabbos. So Shabbos is double. It's Kedashim Mikol Hazmanim, it's the greatest Kedusha of all Yom Tovim, but it's got something else. The day of Shabbos is special and unique. And in addition comes the Kedusha Shabbos. And there's no greater preparation that we have to prepare in Halacha than Shabbos Kodesh. The Rambam sagt many Halachas which we find in Shabbos is Erev Shabbos. Kvoit Shabbos is Erev Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos of the Rambam is Shabbos Kodesh. It's the greatest day, it's the holiest day, and the greatest day. And still, we have to prepare. Our Shabbos, we will benefit from a Shabbos as much as we prepared for Shabbos. When the Ebishter gave us the Mon, he gave us Friday for Shabbos Kodesh. If you prepare Friday, you can eat Shabbos. So even the greatest day of the week, and we all know that Shabbos gives the Yid the spirit and the ruchnis for the whole week. The mekoyra brocha of the whole week is not when we go to office and we work. This is the result. The source of Broche is Shabbos Kodesh. And as we said, Shabbos Kodesh is the Kedushas HaShabbos. Ve'kidashti mikol hazmanim, uverachti mikol hayomim. And the day is special and unique. And even though the day has got so much in it, we have to prepare. We have to get ready for Shabbos, prepare for Shabbos, Likra Shabbos v'Nechu, we go towards the Shabbos. My father, sein Gesund, sagte, every Yid in Jerusalem could see on the face of the Briskerov, Zichr Tzal v'Kodesh Lebroche, when it was 60 minutes before Shabbos. Everyone saw a change on his face. The Balaturim sagt, that Kikoran Oyreponov, Moshe Rabbeinu had a different face after he brought down the second Luchos. Korach Oyponov, his face shone, was shining away. So in the same way, every Yid, when he comes Shabbos, he's got a different face. But still, we have to prepare. The greatest moments, and the greatest Hashpoes Toivois, and the greatest Zman HaBroche, still depends how we prepare ourselves. Of them zogt Rabbi Yosef, Ilav Hayoime, the day of Maimed HaSinai was Shabbos Kodesh. And Shabbos Kodesh is an ingredient in the actual day of Shabbos Kodesh. Even though, prepare me a Suda, because I want to prepare for Shavuos. We all know what Shavuos is. We have a pretty good idea, although it's above our capacity to understand what it means. Maimed HaSinai, I will see in a moment. But it's great, great, great. And we still have to prepare. We can't rely, come Shavuos. There will be pouring brochas and yeshuas, everything. Havadu navadu. It will. But still, we have to prepare ourselves. The Rambam sagt, we see the Gemara sagt in Shabbos as well, that I call Dibur v'Dibur Sho'om HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every word is Hashem. Onoichi, Hashem, Elekecho. Porcho Nishmosom. the neshama of Klal Yisrael just flew out. It seems that the kedusha was so great that the neshama couldn't remain in a human body. Pochu nishmosom. Every word. Frag the Gemara, if ba onoichi pochu nishmosom, how could they listen to hear and hear that Hashem saying Hashem? Onoich Hashem alekecho. And for the Gemara, the Ebeshe brought Tal Chaim. He brought the Tal of Trias Amesim, and he brought them back alive. So, Onoichi, Pochon Ishmosom, Trias Amesim. Hashem, Pochon Ishmosom, Trias Amesim. Elikecho, Pochon Ishmosom, Trias Amesim. Frag the Medrash HaKasha. Medrash HaKasha. Omer Rab Levi, v'chi lo yuhoyu golo lefni amokoyim, shumare kvudo li Yisrael, umashmi en koyle shinuchoyin el namoyit? The Ebesha didn't know he'll say a word of Anoichi, but be pocho nishmosom? So why couldn't he belittle the Anoichi? A bit less. Why did it have to be in a way that Hashem should have to make tchias amesim on every particular word which he said? That when he comes with such a power of Kedusha to this world, that it's going to be Pocho Nishmosom. So the Medrash, no. So far, Kedush Boch and Ebesh, so the challenges which Klal Yisrael will face through Golas over the years, we have a pretty good idea on the challenges we went through. And we're still having great challenges. Begashmius, uberuchnius, beklal, ubefrat. In every aspect of life, there are gewaltige challenges. And maybe a Yid will say, maybe if the Maimet Hasina would be in a greater Madrege, it would be easier to withstand the challenges. So the Eibishter, I'm going to give you the Torah in the greatest Madrege possible, which is Pocho Nishmosom. There'll be such a thirst for the Neshama to come to me, they do not want to remain in the body. So the Ebeshter, the Torah, will come with full power, full koiches, not limited in any way. Even though there'll be Pocho Nishmosom, and I will have to make Tchias Amesim again and again. Never mind. But that Klal will have the Torah with the full glory, Kedusha, and power which Torah has. This is Maimed Har Sinai. And even though the same Rab Levi, a few lines before, Zog the Ebeshter, Zog Rab Levi, Koil Hashem Bakoyach, the Koil of Hashem comes with the power. Bakoyach shekol echod ve'echod. It will be received with the koyach and the capacity of every individual yid. Abachurim lifekoychon, the young people with their capacity. Vaskenim lifekoychon, and the elder, as they call them today, senior citizens, lifekoychon, according to their capacity. Vaktanim lifekoychon. Every Yid received the Torah in the way he was and in the way he prepared himself. Someone told me yesterday, B'Shem, one of the Sforim, I can't even remember, said from Mizeda that there were 600,000 Yidin by Maimed Har Sinai. Was a seating plan organized? Was a Gabbah there who gave everyone his place where to stand and where to sit? In accordance to their preparation. Yeshua was able to see how much input every individual person made to prepare himself for Kabbalah Satoira, and this is the way they received it. Everyone according to his preparation, according to his capacity. Even we had the word of Hashem, Kol Hashem Bakoyach, Pochon Ishmosom, and still in the Pochon Ishmosom, there are madreges, grades im poch und ich mosson. Da grades im Maimad Har Sinai. Da grades in Kabbalah Shabbos. In every ruchen is the thing we are suche. Everything depends. How we go towards it, how we approach it, how we prepare ourselves. The Rambam sagt, the same way we see in the Medrash, the Rambam, in my mouth, Igeres Timon, where he speaks about challenges that Klal Yisrael went through the generations. He speaks of a particular Moshiach Sheker, which was in Igeres Timon. And he tells us, V'kumoy kein, zichru maimed ha-Sinai. Always remember what happened in Sinai. Because Hashem tells us, Yishom elecho, ushmoy nafshcho moid, be very careful. Pentishkach es advorim asheru einecho. Never forget, Maimed ha-Sinai. Never forget, the poch nishmosom. Never forget, the koil Hashem bakoyach. Never forget, how the Rabbi Yishom revealed himself to Klal Yisrael with such might and koyach. And Kedusha. Every Yid, Zong Chazal, received two crowns when they said Nase v'Nishma. Everyone was a Melech for himself. Kish Echod, Belev Echod. Klaus were like one. And every Yid has got his Kesser. How he was ready for it, how he prepared himself for it. He's got his individual, unique kesser prepared for this person. So the Rambam remember. Please, my dear brothers of the Rambam, bring up your children on a Maimed Hahu Hagodol on Maimed Asinai. Utsapu and tell them Petakol Veidu in public, Ktulosui Vihiduroi. The greatness of Maimed HaSinai, the beauty and the pride of Maimed HaSinai. Shuamut, Shuamuno, Shuveves, Olov. And just so the Ram think, Haniyo Kadovra Agadol Zeh, was there ever been such a great Maimed, Vuyanishmo Kamoyu, that a human being can hear and listen to the words of Hashem? Shuhoyim Mikoidem, never has it been such a matzav. V'chein lo yiru akhov kumoy, as it will never, never be. Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shetiru kvoydu ayin b'ayin. This is the source of our emuna. This is the greatest source where we can have emuna and withstand challenges, as the Medrash says. We need a Maimed HaSinai in such a great power, in such a great glory, in order, whenever we are stuck with a challenge, oi! Maimed HaSinai. And with the full power, Pocho Nishmosom. This is the way we have to look on Maimed HaSinai. But not only on Maimed HaSinai. The same is whenever we go to a Shir or we open a Gemara. Zotob Chaim Valozhin and Nefesh HaChaim. When someone sits and learns, she become connected. Boy batoiro in the blood gemore. Boy bakudish bochu. And he's connected with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ubezehu dover boy is borach mamish. Kavayochel. So, Torah is gewaldig. Do I have to prepare? Have I got an input in such a great koyach as Limud HaTorah, which is dovuk mamish, Bakodesh Baruch Hu, what can I prepare? What can I add? It's the greatest kedusha possible. It's Maimed HaSinai. Zok tenein, ulozois, rol leho odom lochin atzmoi, a person should prepare himself, kol eis, every time, koidem sheyaschel lilmoi, before he starts to learn, a shir, a Gemore, a Chumish, a Rashi. Lishashematim Koino, you should think a bit my connection to Hashem and try to purify himself even more. In order, when he learns the Gemara, he should be able to come connected. Although the Torah has the power to connect the person to Hashem, but the person has got to put on his hand. As I say, you can prepare a chuppah, and you can prepare everything, the reception before and the chasana, but if the kala won't stand out with the finger, there will be no kiddushin. It's a chuppah. It's a chuppah of Klal Yisrael and Hashem. But we have to put out our finger. Please, Hashem, I want to accept the ring. I want to accept the crown which Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael by my Beit HaSinai. This little bit we have to do. In the beginning of this book's parasha, Rashi zokt, the Eibishter the count of Klal Yisrael out of love to Klal Yisrael. Ukshebo lahashris hashchina. When he came to make the Mishkan, Neves Shchina, be within Klal Yisrael, he counted them again. Why? Why, when it comes to Ashros Hashchina, to a Mishkan, to Ashros Hashchina, we have to be counted? But all the Mephoshim say, counting Klal Yisrael does not mean counting Klal Yisrael. Aval it is. But whilst Hashem counts Klal Yisrael, he gives everyone a certain appointment. You know, we say Kaddish after a Yid passes away. Why? Because every Yid brings Kiddush Hashem. Every Yid brings the Kiddusha, which only he can bring. No one can make up for him. So we ask Hashem, on the Neshama, we just went to Shemayim, Yis Gadal v'Yis Kadash Shemei Rabo. Bring back the Kedusha which this individual made. So whenever Hashem counts Klal Yisrael, it is a certain appointment. We call counting Klal Yisrael Pikude, Pikudoso. Pikude is an appointment. Even though we come to Ashros Hashchina, which once again is powerful. Even in Ashros Hashchina, we have to have our own initiative, our own appointment, our own input, even in the greatest moments there could be, we have to still make our little bit. We just heard what Maimon HaSinai means, what next Sunday night means to us, and what it meant Behar Sinai. And even though Klal Yisrael had to prepare 3 days. Why do you have to prepare? Whoa, it's going to... No. You got to prepare. We got quite a few days to prepare ourselves. Although the preparation is so far from the actual greatness of the day, but it still means a lot. Every Shabbos is great. Every Shabbos has got a powerful kedusha. We said before, v'kitzachtim kol hazmanim uberachtim kol hayomim. But still, we have to prepare. The Friday, so the Rambam is made to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. Tomorrow, come today, Yom Kippur Kotten. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Rosh Chodesh Ziv, the shining month, the Chodesh of Kabbalah Satoru. The Kodesh which, this is what we are, Kabbalah Satoru. We have to prepare. We have to be ready for it. And I just want to say a short word. There's Hayoyim Meyuchas. This Gimlet is, I think, yo. Gimlet Sim? Yo, Mina Sim. Anyway, steht in Post of Yislam Am Segulo. There Refuas and there Segulas. Refuas means a medication which is worked out from a human being, which makes sense. And there's a zgula. Don't know how much you say a zgula. A spell? No. What is a zgula? There's no such thing by the goyim zgula. But we have even many, many zgulas. Once it's a kameya, it could be a klaf with a shem. A rebbe prepares a kameya. There's zgulas. Zog do rechaim HaKodesh. Refuah medication has to make sense. It was worked out. Raised antibiotic for infections, raised ibuprofen for inflammation. Makes sense. Sgula has nothing to do with seichel. Some can be hot, and give him a hot sgula, and they become cold. Some can be cold, and give him a cold sgula, and become hot. Sgula is... V'yisli am sgula, klal yisrael is not derech hateva. I think what we see every second day, the hanogos habuira, the rabbi shlin takes here on klal yisrael, the nisim, when the flows, which we have seen unfortunately in nearly 2 years now. Unbelievable. I can't understand why not everyone in his soul sees it as it is. There was no time of his galus Hashem as we are zeichah to see. And it doesn't make any sense because they are an am segula zogdurachayim. He is gula. But I want to add 3 points, a difference between refuah and segula. If the doctor gives someone antibiotic, 3 times 500 a day, he only take 2. It will still help. Take a few days more, maybe, but it help. As gula is going to be exact. Exact. It's going to be this and this Shem, or this and this, whatever the writer. It's going to be exact. If it's not exact, it won't work at all. Secondly, a refu has to make sense. Someone's got to understand it. Skula doesn't make any sense. You just accept the skula from the rabbi, they take it and they use it, they have help. Thirdly, a refuah, you can create new refuahs. From something that grows, from vegetable, you got new herbs every day. A skula is a kabbalah from our fathers, from Zaydas. You can add, but the salt of gula is accepted from the Bale Kabbalah, which comes. Klal Yisrael has to be exact. We are an Am Segula. We have to follow the mitzvahs of Hashem exactly, complete. Doesn't have to make any sense. We don't have to understand. We just do it because it's Nasi V'Nishma. We accepted the Torah and we'll do the Torah. And we'll face challenges and we'll overcome without asking questions. Told us someone said the Shibul Torah to Reb Chaim Briske, Dr. Mlapter Verstehen, you have to understand. So the Reb Chaim, you don't have to Verstehen. You have to know what state. You have to know what the Torah says. You don't have to understand. Sadly, Mesoyrus Ovois, we cannot change. So is our Torah, Loitu Mechlefes. The Torah will never change from Maimed HaSinai, forever. For eternal, never change. It's Mesiras Ovois. So the Ebesh to helfen. Klal Yisrael looking out to Hashem for Yeshua's, as we mentioned before, there are many Yidden in danger. And unfortunately, he doesn't have a bright outlook on Europe on when it comes to Havas Yisrael. And it's only the need of Hashem, only the help of Hashem. Se'achas, in between 70 Ze'evim, one little shepherd, between 70 wolves. Hashem, Hashem, Hashem is the one who looks after us. He gave us a Torah. We are devoted and dedicated to the Torah and to Hashem. We will follow through with the Torah, with Hashem, through any challenges. And the Ebesh itself, we shall have lesser challenges and be zoiche, Mr. Hashem, to be able to makabel the Torah with the Eliyahu Novi and Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen.